Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Sometimes it's a big challenge to get a first-time mother cow to breed a second time. Nebraska Extension Specialist Carla Wilkie talks about some of the reasons why it's tricky to get heifers pregnant a second time and some of the expensive consequences on today's almanac.
So one of the things that I think that people know, but maybe they don't think about it or they don't know it in its entirety, is that lactation is a huge energy drain on any cow. And I think that if you were to ask most producers, well, what requires more energy, gestation or lactation, they'd all get that right. They'd all say, oh, well, lactation. But I think where we run into issues is that a lot of people don't realize how much additional energy is required for lactation. And then when we're talking about this young heifer who's going to soon be hopefully getting bred with her second calf, the other thing that we sometimes forget about with her is that she still has a requirement for growth. So if you think of all her requirements, maintenance, growth, lactation, cycling or reproducing, getting bred again, if you think of all of those things and you think about filling up one bucket first and then it overflows into the next bucket and then overflows into the next bucket, she has more buckets, if you want to call them that, to be filled than a mature cow, because the mature cow doesn't have a requirement for growth. And then a lot of people, if I say, well, I think we might have gotten behind on energy for that young cow, they'll say, oh, well, my first calf heifers, they breed up really well. I don't have an issue there. Well, that cow has a need for growth, but she doesn't have a need for lactation. So it's this cow in the middle that causes people the most problems. And that's why she has the most nutritional needs, more so than her younger counterparts getting bred for the first time or the mature cows on the other end. And she has a much smaller rumen than the mature cow. So she has to eat a more nutrient dense diet than that cow, or she has to eat more frequently, those kinds of things.
One problematic issue that could arise is cow depreciation, and that could be a substantial loss. Carla says producers need to take that into consideration.
We don't often put the value on that we maybe should, because we don't write a check for that cost. But it's a lot like driving that brand new pickup off the lot. You know, it loses value immediately. And if that heifer, if we paid, put into her, you know, that value where she's sitting at $2,800 and we have to sell her as a weigh-up, that is a substantial cost on top of the fact that you don't have a calf that you can sell. And so, yes, you're right. That's a huge thing to be thinking about. And one thing that I get from producers a lot of times is, well, we don't want to baby our heifers because they have to make it in our environment. And I think there's certainly merit to that. And I don't want to discount that thought process. But in my mind, when you were making that decision, I don't want heifers that cannot make it in my environment, that's a decision that's being made before she's purchased or before she's born, if you are developing replacement heifers, because to me, that's more of a genetic standpoint of what bulls are you selecting for your replacement heifers to have as their sire? You know, what cows are you keeping in your herd? What's the milking ability and the mature size of those cows? Does that fit the environment or not? So yes, that's a valid point. However, what you and I are talking about today is a heifer that's already here and she has these nutritional needs that a mature cow doesn't. And yet we're saying, well, I'm not going to feed you to meet your nutritional requirements and you're just going to have to make it on your own.
Today's program was a portion taken of an interview from a Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.